Oliver, superb stuff. Talk us through the cross-country course.
It's a tough course. The ground works a lot softer than it walks. I was amazed how far behind the time I got after the trout hatchery. I kept going as quick as I could. He's an unbelievable galloper, normally very fast, but it just shows how tough today was.
Any combinations in particular really stood out for you as really challenging?
I just thought the trout hatchery was messy. I haven't seen anything do it very smoothly all day, and especially when you're on big, tall, four-star horses that know what they're doing. The minute you start to add strides and go deep, it gets rough. So I thought that was tough. Land Rover Folly, again, it was one of those combinations that you just had to use your eyes and not be too technical about it, just try and put them through the flags.
I guess we always knew time was going to be a key factor today, Oliver.
Yeah, this is the first time we've wheeled it, and it's wheeled measured very, very tight. Normally I wheel it with 7 seconds in hand when I measure the course, and this time we were struggling to get on the time, so it shows how tight they've made it here.
You often don't show your emotions, but there was a serious look of elation as you crossed that line, pumping your fist. I mean, you must be really thrilled.
Yeah, everybody knows Armada's a fantastic cross-country horse, but with that comes a bit of pressure on yourself because it's down to you. You know, if you put him in the right places to jump, normally he tries to help you out, normally.
What about the show jumping tomorrow? What are your thoughts?
It's a tricky horse. You know, the best he does is normally two down. But we always try and do our best.